Ricardo, Josh, and Michael on the airwaves, starting it off with that drink of the day. Just a little banter, then we hit in the topics. This ain't just a segment, nah, we spitting logic and ending it with the final thoughts. Cause this podcast headed straight to the top. Yeah, so get ready, go ahead and sit back. Cause you are now in tune to the Warehouse Rats.
And we are back.
In black.
Just you.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Look at you.
Oh, shit.
Oh.
No, I hit a button.
Double take.
Anyways. How's it going, guys?
Ricardo's in heat, and we're literally in heat amongst 90-degree weather.
Right? Yeah.
And it looked like... Like the temperature is not really going to light up anytime soon.
It's only going to get hotter.
Yeah. You know, that's like the weird. That's the sucky part about being a warehouse rat is the fact that being in that heat. Oh man, that sucks.
I think it kind of like puts us in an upper echelon, just like we are, the top tier of just physical beings. Like, we're unstoppable, man. Like those little office workers, they ain't got shit on us.
Yeah, you're right. I guess it's all about perspective. And I know we talked about perspective before. It's,
fuck.
They wouldn't last 2 hours, bro. Every time they walk out, they're like, oh,
I know, right?
It's hot. No, fuck, it's hot.
I do the same thing, and I work out in there.
Yeah, a lot of people do.
Well, it's kind of that they work in the office, so like they're super cold. They're super cold. How did you feel when you used to work in the office? Like, did you have a heater in the the summertime?
I didn't take it to that level.
But was there people though that were?
I never saw a heater in
like a little space heater.
Not in the summertime, but definitely in wintertime, people were rocking those.
Yeah. Dude, I love it when it starts getting cool out there. Mm-hmm. I can wear long sleeve shirts and just like if I want to get warm, it means I got to work just a little harder and I'll get warm. Okay. And then I can cool off and perfect.
See, I don't know how I feel about that, because in the wintertime, it's hard for me because I get hot really easily. Right. So if I'm not doing anything, I get really cold, and then I put a sweater on and I'm just like, oh my God, it's so hot.
I struggle.
And then my nipples will show.
I mean, they show regardless.
My nipples are pointing out all the time.
Yeah, that's true. I was going to tell you yesterday or today.
I got no shame in it. Okay. It's my body. Okay, the only time I want you to say if, like, you know, my new snow. I said it, new snuckle. Fuck.
See? I'm not the only one.
Yeah, you got it in my head.
But yeah, wintertime, I really struggle, guys.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I thrive in the heat.
Oh, fuck, no. I can't do summers. I can't do it.
I'm like a, I'm an amphibian reptile. Okay. I prefer the heat over the winter now.
That's fair.
My body starts shutting down if I get too cold. So I can't even move. Kind of like a snake.
I think we're just getting old. Our joints are starting to stiffen up, getting arthritis.
I like it when it's cold out. I mean,
no, I understand what you're saying. I prefer winter. I prefer the cold over the heat.
Mm-hmm.
However, when it's cloudy all the time, it's just really depressing. I prefer it to be sunny.
That's fair.
Like it's like in Philadelphia.
Really?
I'm Philadelphia?
Sunny.
Oh,
Philadelphia.
Jesus.
That's a good show.
Nice. I like when it hit.
I was like, what the fuck? Oh. There it is.
Oh, shit. So how was your weekend? Or not your weekend, but your week, Micah? How you been still putting in a shitload of hours?
Yeah. I work at least 11 hours a day. I didn't take a lunch this week. Just worked straight through. I don't mind it. I enjoy it. At times, it's a little hectic just because you're so reliant on other folks. And I'm learning to adopt an attitude that there's only so much I can do. And what I mean by that is the role I'm in again, is dependent on quite a few others. So all I can do is put emails out there, follow up on those emails. If I don't get a response two times in a row, I say, fuck it. Hey, if you guys need this shit done, you'll come to me, and then I'll come back with my two emails I sent you and said, hey, y'all fucked up.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think that's the hard part, too. Like, we get in certain situations where we're waiting on certain parts that we have to, you know, to finish our order, and it's just like, it's kind of a toss up, right? Either you sit and wait for that replacement,
mm-hmm.
or you move on to the next one, but you kind of are like, I hate that. Yeah.
Like,
so
I have a particular bit of my work that has been sitting in our warehouse since mid June.
Oh, that would bother the shit out of me.
And I just got final approval to finish it up.
Wow.
And that's what, and it's been in the warehouse since mid June. That's when I first originally finished it.
Because parts are on back order for it.
No, just because. First off, I finished it. And we had a particular amount of time where we could still sell something that had a particular logo on it.
Gotcha.
That we couldn't do that. And so they came back and said, well, since we're past this date, we're pretty sure that a couple of these parts have these logos on them, so we're going to have to remove those. Which actually there was like four extra parts that they didn't even flag that had it. And
are
so,
those the ones that have the normal, get it, normal, that rhyme with normal?
I don't get it.
I don't think it rhymes.
Get it?
It doesn't rhyme with normal.
It does.
Oh. Because it ends in O. Okay.
Anyways.
But yes. Sorry. And so I finally got the last part day before yesterday. And they said you can finish it up, wrap it up. And I was like, well, I did that back in June. So.
There's so much turmoil in the workplace right now, guys. People are dropping like flies. There's a lot of chatter. Sounds like you guys got in a sticky situation, not literally, but figuratively. Possibly literally. I'm not sure what you do in your spare time.
I do a lot of things.
But, yeah. Just
it is pretty sticky in the warehouse recently.
It is. That's the only reason I haven't been doing 10 hours. Like, last week I did 10-hour days, last 2 weeks. And this week, I'm just like, man, fuck this. I'm out of here at 3:30.
The environment affects you that much.
Yeah.
It was literally just the heat, though. It's not like I could get over the bullshit because I've been dealing with that.
Bullshit is bullshit. Mm-hmm. Heat sucks.
Yeah. Like the last few days, I think today and yesterday went too hot for me.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Dude, this whole week I've been sweating like fucking crazy.
I've been. If you thought I was slow, I've been going a little extra slow just because I know I don't want to.
No, man. Ricardo keeps getting after me because of how much I sweat.
Well, I'm
how
just
much you sweat.
Yeah, he's like, man. He's like, you're sweating. Are you okay?
I
like,
saw
yeah,
Ricardo at like 9 a.m. today, and I don't know how hard you worked, but I asked if you worked hard because you were dripping.
Was I? Oh.
You were standing on the reach truck just.
And
dripping.
Then I saw that you were sweating.
No. It was kind of weird because I was. This is like the very first time during the day or the week I think that I focused the most. I was like, okay. I'm starting to pick up a little bit of speed, and here comes Micah.
Fridays?
I don't know why.
Oh,
just like,
so I caught you at a bad.
Yeah, it's all right though.
I kind of killed it.
Yeah, it's all right though, because it kind of we had that meeting and we had to go to, so it was.
That's fair.
Yeah,
it's all good.
The only comments I ever get is, "Why do you have long sleeves on?"
That's a true story though, because that's pretty crazy.
But do you guys see me dripping sweat on? You know?
No.
Unless I'm working hard.
Dude, right. I my body looks like it's crying most days. Especially this week.
The only thing that I kinda get at you a little bit is the fact that you're like I feel my perspective, my reality,
God,
right?
I hate that fucking saying.
Is that I feel like you go sometimes a little too hard. I don't think you really realize you're going that hard.
That's just how I work.
And you're like so focused and stuff, which is nothing wrong with it, but then you're like complaining that you're sweating so much that it's so hot.
Mostly just because like the heat, I understand it's gonna be hot, but like the sweating part, it gets annoying.
Yeah,
now as you can see, I don't have a lot of hair to catch the sweat, so I constantly have sweat like getting into my eyes and like dripping down
my
face.
Headband.
I have one, but it's like it feels like fucking cardboard.
Does it?
Yeah,
really?
It does.
Yeah, like
it
I have
does.
To like soak it down for it to feel like soft. And it's like, you know, I have stuff at home that feels the same way, so I usually wash it. But it's like with
this, get you a one of those like what the NBA players wear. Or the athletes?
Yeah. Well, we have like one employee that works with us who has like this little strap, and it legit looks like a really thin, like, dish sponge. But like, it looks like a thin one and a long one. Yeah. It just catches the sweat.
Is that Marco Polo?
Yeah.
he always has that blue thing on his head.
I don't know how that dude isn't sweating more, but he's in way better shape than I am, though.
Yeah, he's in good shape.
For his age, he's an old for cat, sure.
too.
Fuck yeah. Well, hey, let's get to the drink of the day, because we've been going for a minute. Yeah. So we kind of have like a smorgasbord of things going on. Ricardo, what was that big old 40 can you had there? I mean,
it was just my Bud Light Michelada, the one that I asked for on my birthday. But it's all right.
It wasn't.
Hey, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you not getting what I want.
I got you a fucking cake.
That's true. That is very true.
I ate it all.
Yeah, it's just one of my favorites to go to, and just like you know, refreshing. But
kinda, for sure, yeah. I got you. Well, we got that. We have we went cheaper tonight with the. With Rolling Rock Extra Pale Ale, 12 pack with tax, barely $9.
No way. That's a deal, right?
Dude, you can get so much of this shit for so cheap. It's amazing. And honestly, I don't care who you are, especially if you're like beer snobs, this is good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I think like it, you know, it'll get you there. You got to drink a lot of them, but it's good. It's tasty.
You know what the weird part is? That it tastes to me. And remember, my perspective, my reality.
Buds are your
no, it's kind of right. It's kind of weird because maybe it's because of the beer that I just had, but it tastes a little bit like peanut butter right now to me.
Peanut butter?
Yeah, I don't know why.
What the fuck?
You've been smoking?
Yeah, it has like a little hint of peanut butter. I don't know why. It's just
to each their own.
Yeah,
Michael, what are you sipping?
You
on
know
there,
what?
Buddy?
So for all our non-alcoholic listeners that like to dabble in the herbaceous,
I feel attacked.
No, not at all. We represent all walks of life. For myself, I am not dabbling in the alcohol this evening, but I have some Reed's Real Ginger Ale. Mm. All natural, crisp, classic, clean, nothing artificial.
And it's cold.
Is it cold?
It could be cold.
Like, it could be colder?
I didn't set it in the ice correctly.
It's all right. There's nothing wrong. As long as you're enjoying it, that's what really matters.
I don't know for if sure. I am, though.
Well, there's beer in this cooler.
I might have to change.
Like your clothes? You brought a spare?
Why not?
Hey,
it tastes
always
good.
Always prepared.
It tastes pretty good, actually.
What, the Rolling
the beer? Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I think I had it a long time ago. Yeah. Long, long time ago. But yeah, it's
no, like it's once upon a time when I was working like part time and didn't have a whole lot of money, and I was like, you know what, I really need a beer. I could get a shit ton of this stuff for next to no money, and this is the kind of beer I had for a long time.
It's like
just because it was the only beer I could afford.
So when I used to smoke, when I smoke tobacco,
when you laced? Were,
no lace. No. Silk.
Dude, saw a thing like Newports are like fucking like $8 a pack now.
That doesn't surprise
Jesus
me.
Jesus Christ!
Back in my day when I first started smoking, Newports were not that expensive, and then no,
like $5.25.
Not
I,
even.
I remember
well,
getting.
For,
I remember getting a pack of Newports for $5.25.
When
that
I,
was the cheapest I got.
When I first started, they weren't even that expensive. I don't think.
Jesus.
Yeah, I think, and well, they probably were at $5, but they always had like a little, like a $1 off or $2.
Like
off.
If you buy two, you save 50 cents or something.
No, they
like
always
that.
Came like with a little. I don't know. They always had like a little promotional.
Yeah.
So
where
I
well, they still do.
Yeah,
There's always it always says buy two, get a certain amount off.
I honestly haven't bought a pack of cigarettes in years. So
oh fuck, neither have I. So, like minimally. 10, 11 years since the last time I bought a pack of cigarettes.
Well, where I was going with the Rolling Rock and the cigarettes
you're
comparison, it's like payday. You bought your regular brand, which you really liked, and then when you were a little bit down on cash, you bought like either Sonomas or some other off brand.
Pall Malls.
I
could see you as a Pall Mall guy.
Those are
that's
yeah,
like
I guess
that's
were
like
those
the lowest.
Cheap though?
Oh yeah, I think
they're kind of like equivalent to Sonomas though. if you were really like my late uncle, he used to smoke out when he was like, oh man, this these fucking cigarettes that were probably $3 less, but they were like, they
low
had a
quality cigarette.
Bro, this is like low. This is. I smoke Mavericks now. Think about it.
Oh, fuck. Had,
okay. Maverick. This is even shit. Lower than Mavericks. They were like fucking. They were came in the soft pack most of the time, and they were like
those are always sketchy.
Oh man, those are so they smell really bad. And even if I had to smoke them, I would. But man, I would not like it at all. It was just because I was addicted.
We had a coworker who retired this year, and which was great. It was honestly, I was a little sad to see him go.
Fuck
yeah.
What was this?
I'm not gonna say his name, but he on his breaks would go and he would go outside and smoke.
Oh, okay.
I think it was like Marble Reds.
Marble Reds soft pack.
In the soft pack.
Yeah, that's what my dad used to smoke.
Now his desk is across a span that's probably what would you say like 12, 13 feet in
about
between.
10 feet.
Okay.
10 feet.
This dude reeked.
Oh man!
Every time he came in, but also like ever since I quit smoking, I realized I can actually smell things. And so I was like, "Holy shit!" It's like I could smell fucking everything. But of course, there were some days if I was in a bad mood when he came in, even though I could smell, it's like, "Fuck! I wish I still smelled." Because then I could get like 20 breaks a day.
You should be like, get closer.
No,
let
that'd
me smell
be weird.
You.
No, that'd be weird.
Yeah, I miss Sycamore Tree. He was a good guy.
For sure.
Sycamore Tree, I don't know how that. That doesn't.
What?
No, okay, go ahead. You liked him. I didn't like him. So.
Well, that's besides the point. Where I'm going with this is smelling Sycamore Tree after a long smoke break. I can relate because I smell the cage lady. Holy shit, man, it's bad.
Yeah.
Well, why is she always rubbing up on you too? I don't like that. She is a personal space issue.
Yeah.
A little bit.
I don't like it. She's mean too.
Really?
Fuck yeah.
Oh, maybe it's just you.
No, she's mean. She's mean.
No, she's hot and cold. She gets really frustrated.
That's fair.
Temper of a 12-year-old. All right. Sorry,
guys. I was like, we've kind of lost ourselves in this, you guys. All right. We're gonna take a little bit of a break here, and when we come back, we're gonna be talking about some provocative things. So for our listeners, if you happen to listen to this show with your young ones,
which
in
you
the
should,
room, nah, well, you probably shouldn't.
Not this one. Though.
This one would definitely be one you probably don't want to,
unless you want your kids to grow up to be
whores,
yes.
Stars with their pants down.
What? Anyway, god damn it. All right. So, just a forewarn. So, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Be sure to stick around. We'll be right back. All right, we're back.
Excuse me.
All right, so
I'm eating pizza on set.
Okay,
I apologize to the listeners and viewers.
Well, stop just speaking. Don't chew into the microphone.
I can't stop.
We don't want to hear.
Did you ever see that TikTok? This Asian guy that was always eating like fucking like seafood, and he was like, bite off like. Some weird ass seafood stuff.
What?
Okay. No. Okay.
Are we drunk right now?
I think it's cooler just to hear you explain it than actually watch it.
Seafood.
No. So there's this guy. There's this Asian guy, right?
Yeah.
He would be in front of the camera. He was cooking
Was it like an ASMR thing?
What is that?
That's like where like. People who get off on like hearing intimate like sounds,
no,
and it's all about the audio.
No, it was really weird because he's like he's always smiling and he's like cooking and shit, right? Then he starts like chewing on a fucking like a octopus or something like that. So he does a whole stir fry,
yeah,
and then he'll like take a bite, and he's like, it's all fucking hot and shit. So he's like trying to dabble in that shit. It's just, it's really funny, actually.
Okay, I'll but take your word for it. Thank you. I think we just need to talk about this. Fuck. Okay. True talk time, guys.
Excuse me.
So
Carlo never ceases to amaze me.
It's Morgan time.
What an interesting character. Morgan time. All right, Ricardo.
Josh.
Okay, anyways. So.
Get it together.
Ricardo.
Yes, sir.
As our resident OnlyFans connoisseur.
Expert. Subject matter expert.
Yes.
So I don't know why I'm being deemed as the expert.
No, dude, don't be. Take offense to it.
Right, I'm,
you know, own your sexuality, Ricardo.
And not only did I. So not only am I. Not only am I being called an expert on this OnlyFans type of thing.
Are you a specialist?
Sure.
Subject matter. Expert.
I also got called a teacher's pet, but that's besides the point. We'll talk a little bit more off air on that.
Fair enough. So.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
OnlyFans has recently come out with a new guideline for their content providers.
Straight up bullshit. Sorry.
And they said you will no longer be able to provide pornographic content.
What?
So, my question to you guys, was this a business decision or a morals decision?
It's egregious.
Ricardo, as the specialist in the studio regarding OnlyFans, I want to get your opinion on this.
So, I did start my OnlyFans.
Your feet?
Feet pics. I couldn't think of it. Feet pics and
new smuckles.
New smuckles.
And cargo shorts.
And
too.
Cargo shorts. Oh. And calf muscles. I think it's a fucked up situation. I don't think there's absolutely. I'm 100% positive that there's no such thing as morality when it comes to this situation.
Mm-hmm.
It is strictly a business reason why they're trying to go away from that.
Okay.
And let me explain.
Yeah, I would love to hear it.
Okay. So, Micah, your right wing friends over at the Trump. The right wing evangelical? Yeah, there you go.
There
evangelical
you go.
People have been pushing for some of these credit card companies that take the banks that take payments to kind of stop this, right? There, so you can't go after one person or two people that are in the OnlyFans. So a lot of these evangelical people are super against the whole pornographic thing. You're looking at me all weird.
I'm not following.
Okay.
So OnlyFans, credit cards, Trump supporters. I'm a little lost.
It's all connected.
It's all connected. No, the evangelical Trump supporters have been pushing and lobbying for credit card companies that take OnlyFans payments to kind of stop taking these payments, right? So in order for, because they have so much power, they have kind of one way for OnlyFans to sort of stop this or slow it down is by saying, hey, you guys can no longer have this pornographic images or, I don't want to say images, pornographic material. Yeah, there you go, content.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they want to do that is because should the credit card companies or banks decide to stop processing these payments because it's not morally correct for them, OnlyFans can say, like, hey, we updated our policies and there's nothing wrong with what we're doing. And in turn, like, because if you kind of look at if it's they're bringing in roughly about $300 million a month. It sounds like a lot of money, but for a bank or a credit card company, that ain't shit.
But see, my biggest thing is, how much is OnlyFans paying that They have to be getting more back.
I think they get about 20% from what I know. So there's another part of the business aspect of mm-hmm. it. My I saw this on a different podcast and I agree with it, where they kind of want to get away from, not get away from it, but they want to possibly add advertising as well. And the way that you put advertising is kind of like YouTube or anything like that. Mm-hmm. YouTube, one of the reasons that they went away from like the whole violence, you can't say certain words or else, you know, you get demonetized, blah, mm-hmm. blah. It's all bullshit. And it's not that YouTube really cares. I think it's mostly because the people that pay YouTube is going to be your advertisers, right? So yeah. Whoever's advertising, they say, like, you know what? I do not feel comfortable putting my ad with certain creators because they're promoting, not promoting, but they're doing videos on violence or, you know, saying mm-hmm. a lot of profanity. We do not want to be associated with these creators.
Mm-hmm.
I think it kind of goes back to OnlyFans saying same thing. Like, we do not want to be associated. I know. We do not want to be associated with...
But see, I think, honestly, like, you're... whether you're not associated with pornographic content, you're still associated with people who are paying money for scandalous
but only,
videos
yeah, but
or
only,
pictures
but
only or fans, stuff like that.
OnlyFans is definitely a what is now considered to be a very pornographic thing, but originally, as far as I know, it was not intended for that. It was literally what it means. It's OnlyFans. So if I want to create an OnlyFans, if I'm an artist, right?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm an artist or you know, whatever I am, and you want to get like behind the scenes, or you actually, it's kind of right. like Patreon, the same concept. I mean, you're essentially you got your diehard fans going on to your platform on
right.
this platform to support you in a monthly on a monthly basis.
So essentially, some very smart individuals realize there is no rule saying we can't do pornographic stuff.
Right.
People are
right.
going to pay more for pornographic stuff, mm-hmm. and then that side of OnlyFans
right.
took off.
Yeah. Well, essentially, what happened is, I think when the pandemic started going on, it made a lot of creators or content creators say, like, hey,
everybody was touching themselves.
Pretty much. I mean, we've all been touching ourselves for a long time. Why not get paid for it?
Cheers.
Hey. No, but honestly, I think that's what really boils down to. And I think morally and ethically, there's nothing behind it. I mean, it's all about a business transaction or business in mind in the future of OnlyFans. Because if you kind of think about it, like, whether you're for or against OnlyFans and these content creators doing these horrific things, if you want to call it that, by having pornographic product out,
mm-hmm.
it actually kind of works. Not works, but it's a little bit more safe than what they would probably be doing on the street, or because it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, so a lot, if they are.
So are you saying that if they're not doing it on OnlyFans, then they're whores?
No, they're whores on OnlyFans too. But at least they're doing it in a safe way.
Yep.
am I wrong though? Like, I'm not saying that.
Well,
okay,
that,
so
that part I can't speak to because I don't know.
Right.
But like, honestly, my biggest thing is like, okay, so how many of these people who have quit their regular jobs
mm-hmm.
to pursue this, who have boasted I'm making six figures in a few months? Okay. Now that you've basically lost your main source of making that extra cash,
right.
have you invested it properly? Right. Have you been saving it properly?
Right.
So let's say...
Probably not, because I think even like the strippers, I mean, strippers make have, from the beginning of time when, you know, they invented a pole.
you mean a tree?
Sure. They make a lot of money, right? But even, I don't want to say prostitutes because that's a totally different thing, but...
Right.
Strippers in particular, from what I know, they make a lot of money on a nightly basis. If you compare it, right, even your real stripper will take home a considerable amount of money, you know what I mean, on a slow
That's
night.
Fair.
And I bet you, based on some of the documentaries that I've seen before, they all want to get out the business, but it's a very lucrative business, so they want to get out the business. They might even do it, but they'll realize that, hey, 9 to 5 does not pay as, you know, 10 to 3 in the morning.
Micah?
So I'm having a tough time understanding how these Trump-supporting evangelicals had so much of an influence on OnlyFans and credit cards. How do... I'm struggling for words. Like, how do they even matter? How do they have any influence on a credit card company or OnlyFans for that matter? And why the hell, if you're a credit card company or OnlyFans, would you listen? Like, this is your business. Do the fuck you want. Like, who the hell are these people? How, like, are there really that many people?
So I'm not too familiar as far as like what actually went down, but as far as I know, there have been evangelical groups that have lobbied against the OnlyFans, and because that's all they kind of do.
Against honestly. OnlyFans or credit card companies or both?
They mostly do OnlyFans, but because that is kind of like the head of the organization in a sense.
So they were going against OnlyFans and in turn putting pressure on the credit card companies that accepted credit cards for OnlyFans.
Yeah. Or
God, that is such bullshit.
Okay, so if that's true, why aren't they going after like porn sites where you have to pay for a premium membership?
I think they have. I think they really have. And
but then why is OnlyFans or why are they bending to the will of the public?
Because I mean, I don't know. But I mean,
you seem very knowledgeable about that.
From my perspective, right? In my perspective, my reality is the fact that, like for example, Pornhub is a very free site that is it is ran specifically but mostly by sponsors, right? Sponsors that are like, you know, like condoms and lubrication, this and that.
Bang Bros.
Whatever. But there are strictly, if you're gonna go to the ironic thing, if you go to this porn site, the ironic thing to me, I've always seen, is the fact that you can report a certain video. I don't know why.
You can report videos on Pornhub?
Yeah, it's
that's
really
a
weird.
Real thing. If you're offended by a video,
I don't know why. Like sexual contact?
I assume that it's not if you're offended. I assume that it's if it's obvious that, because from what I understand, you can upload your own videos.
Well, here's a...
hold on.
Okay.
Hold on there.
One second.
I mean, I know you like talking about porn, so settle down.
Oh, sorry. I got a
little... I can see your new smuckle, so...
He's in heat as well.
So, from what I understand, that if it's obvious that a video is taken without the participant's consent, you can report it.
Makes sense.
And then it can be taken down and blah, blah, blah. But of course, by the time finally somebody says, oh, hey, this seems a little sketchy, we probably shouldn't be watching this, chances are somebody already has it recorded and downloaded a billion times. But I assume that's what the report thing is for.
Can I talk?
Michael looks like he wants to say something first.
So just going back to OnlyFans, my understanding, okay, like you stated, OnlyFans was developed for content creation specific to artists to sell their work.
Right.
Once the pandemic hit, you know, everybody was
boom, titties.
In tune sexually.
I don't think it was necessarily just that, but it definitely was the hike of the
yeah, the pandemic definitely pushed OnlyFans content to be more amateur porn related,
right?
And it gave them a platform to make money,
right?
People put themselves out there, they were starting to make more money than their regular jobs,
right?
I just don't understand how these Trump people or anyone in particular has influence on what OnlyFans can do and why OnlyFans is listening to them. It's just hard for me to understand because they're getting 20%. Why would you take away your porn industry?
That's why I asked, is it a business decision or is it a morality decision? Did somebody at the higher finally say, okay, this is not what we originally designated this site to be for? Now, did we specifically say you can't do these type of things? Clearly not, because people are making killings doing this kind of stuff.
Well, I mean, $300 million a freaking month.
Right.
I mean, that's
and it's
a lot of fucking money.
Some people do insanely well. So that's why I posed the question as I did. Did they say, okay, we aren't making our money. Definitely not to where we should be, because we're definitely paying out a significant amount. So let's take one successful amateur porn star, if we want to call them that, on OnlyFans. Yeah. Let's say in 1 month they make $600,000. How much does OnlyFans make out of that if they make 20%? I'm terrible at math. So is
120,000 maybe?
Okay. So from one person, they make $120,000. And how much did I say the other person made?
$600,000.
At some point, if it was a business decision, somebody over here only making $120,000 said, you know what? This sucks. This person should not be making more than we are. We are giving them the platform. Right. We should be making more. So then if they made this decision based off a business decision, that honestly makes more sense in morality.
Right.
Other than maybe you have one guy in the development team saying, hey, this isn't what we made this site for. Why are we allowing this to continue? Mm. Now, if there was added pressure from the outside to change that, what you can and can't do, maybe that just boosted already internal discussions that were happening.
No, I think that that originally, I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. Yeah. I think that is definitely a business aspect, and I think it's a decision. I think it's tailored more towards the future because if you get a lot of these banks and credit cards to stop processing these payments, because like I said, going back to being $1 billion, right, for one company, for it to say that, hey, I don't want to process your shit because it's only $1 billion, because $1 billion is really not that much for a bank.
I have a question.
Go ahead. Quick, though.
Why would a credit card company who specializes in spending money, why would they stop processing payments? And why would a bank stop processing payments? If you have an account at a bank and you have a subscription, let's say you have a Netflix subscription and all of a sudden people are against Netflix.
Right.
Is your bank going to stop your money from going to Netflix?
No, but I think the biggest reason from what I've seen, I'm not exactly too sure, but one of the reasons is that there are certain countries that are not as adequately or politically as censoring people of certain age and are so these credit card and banks themselves are afraid to be tied into any types of lawsuits involving any child pornography.
Where are these lawsuits coming from?
They come from like I said, I'm not too sure, but I think that that's from what I read and I heard. I think that's one of the reasons that they're a little concerned, because there are certain countries where they don't monitor who's actually getting who's uploading these videos and this and that. So they're mostly, but they're definitely afraid of being caught up in a whole child pornography scheme or whatever. You know, that, I think that's what I heard too. And if you kind of look at it a little bit through that perspective, Pornhub itself, I don't know if you guys ever noticed, but about a year ago, not even a year ago, we lost a lot of videos because they took down a lot of videos from creators who were not verified. So you cannot be any Joe Schmo, you cannot be any Joe Schmo and upload a video of pornographic video or pornographic content. You had to be definitely
certified,
verified that with your
age.
Verify with the age as far as like actual ID and
see,
everything else.
That's fair.
Yeah,
that is 100% fair. So if like say let's say OnlyFans had a similar situation where they had an issue with verifying age and stuff like that,
I think that's one of the reasons.
That's understandable. Then have a process to verify age. Because when you have allowed a particular content for so long that has made people very successful, and now all of a sudden you're going to take that away, it's like, okay, there's something more than just credit cards or banks involved or religious groups. Trust me, religious groups have been fighting against the porn industry for years. So
But you cannot deny that. You gotta look into some of these evangelical Christian groups that are—they're very powerful. You don't think that they're very powerful, But trust me, they're very powerful.
Okay, but then they stop being religious groups. They start. Oh, no, I'm not, they start I'm not being argue on that. Fucktards who
no,
won't mind their own fucking business.
And when it comes to evangelical groups, or even extremist groups like that, they lose a lot of sight of their actual mission itself, and they start like modeling a lot of these fucking like, a lot of these actions or whatever you want to call it. Mm. It almost becomes to a point where like, you gotta do as I say, and if you go outside of what we're saying or our mission, then you're not any good to us, and we're gonna fight to close you down. You know, and to me, that's a different topic, but
yeah,
you know, it's definitely fucked
up. Yeah, it's interesting because I would assume that with the content creators for OnlyFans, their success would just mean that OnlyFans is successful as well.
And I don't think that they're going fully like, you know, block a lot of people. It's just like anything else. I mean, YouTube itself, you know, you go back to the copyright too, mm-hmm. where a lot of people were doing the reaction videos of like certain songs or whatever. Mm-hmm. There's ways around it. I think it's gonna be a cat and mouse type of thing where they definitely. You figure out a way to do it, and then all of a sudden they catch on. OnlyFans will catch on, and then they will shut it down somehow.
However, they redefine their guidelines for what they consider to be pornographic content is going to have to be super specific, or people are going to find those loopholes real quick,
right.
And they're still going to be making their money.
I mean, it's kind of like, you know, it's going back to TikTok. TikTok itself, I mean, they really, their policies are kind of weird where they don't really specify, or there's like when some of these creators are being, temporarily closed because, they're being reported for like violence or sexual nudity when they're only showing their feet. You know what I mean? Like it's fucked up. I mean, I don't know, you know. Some of these videos that are being uploaded, they're being reported by certain people, and it's just like, you know.
Those are just busybodies.
Yeah, pretty much. But, I mean, it goes back to, like, I guess, I mean, I don't know. Maybe they'll do the same thing with OnlyFans where, I don't know why they would, but, I mean, I wouldn't have. It's not like you're really competing against anybody because if I'm a blonde and you're a brunette, they're going to.
You're just competing against other content creators at that
much.
Point.
Yeah.
So was there that much like child pornography on OnlyFans? Is that where the pressure's coming from?
I don't think so.
Because I can't imagine being of age and putting yourself out there on, you know, on that platform would really cause an uproar. Now I can totally understand if child pornography somehow made its way into OnlyFans and definitely wanting to separate from that, but I it's really tough for me to understand why would they decide to eliminate all pornography.
Well,
and I know we're talking about morale or business decision. I understand business decision morale from getting away from child pornography because you don't want to be associated with that. Business decision, to me, it doesn't make a lot of sense at all. Why would you separate yourself from pornography? That's a moneymaker.
Right.
I think they probably know. Maybe they have a better insight as far as like, okay, so they look at, this is me totally just, you know, talking out loud. Maybe they look at,
what?
maybe they look at what some of these content creators are bringing. And they say like, for example, like a lot of these OnlyFans, creators that don't have anything to do with any nudity or anything sexual content. And they say like, hey, if we really want to be here in the long term and not be a Pornhub type of website, we want to clean up our image a little bit so that we're here for the long term.
But the long term is pornography. Porn's always going to exist. It's going to be a huge money maker.
Yeah, but
unless you truly want to be identified as like an arts, right. like dance or whatever it may be, okay, but.
But what I'm saying though is like if they're looking at it more because they have more obviously more numbers, right? If they say we can get $100 million by having all these content creators that are that have nothing to do with, you know, any type of nudity or any type of pornographic content, and we can get 125 million, or let's just say we can get another, let's just say 25 to 30 million, maybe even 50 million with the content creators that are showing a lot of nudity or pornographic content, right? As a maybe as a CEO or a manager as well, like as far as like try to run a business, would it make sense long term to keep on having these content creators that are bringing, even if they're bringing in revenue, would it be more, is it better for our company to have these people without that much nudity or content, I say?
If you haven't decided that early on, you're already in trouble. If you create a platform with essentially no rules and say you can put all of your content on here as long as people pay for it, and you don't give any guidelines other than obvious like murder and shit like that.
I think one of the problems, I'm not too sure exactly how this works, but they did kind of talk about some of this Tumblr. So Tumblr was another type of OnlyFans type of website, I believe. I'm not sure exactly how it worked, but essentially what happened is that they let this platform kind of go to waste by having a lot of these content creators as well have a lot of nudity and pornographic things. I mean, I guess that's how it really boils down to.
It's all about how you, without a better way to say it, how you police your site. If you are not okay with having it be essentially another pornographic site that people have to pay for, then that needed to be something that you had from the beginning. Now, if you want to do like boudoir photos or like, you know, sexy photos and stuff like everything's still covered, but it's implication of more lewd stuff. That's one thing. And if you say, you know, that's okay, but definitely, you know, use of personal toys is not okay.
Right.
Couples having legit full camera sex is not okay. Then that's something you definitely need to, as a business, establish early on. Because if you don't, you open yourself up. Like, I think, honestly, they're going to have a problem with this. You have the people who have made killings doing 100% pornography in the actual term of it, who are now, lack of a better term, fucked because their main source of income has legit been stopped because the content they were putting out could be considered pornography. Now, if they release a statement saying this is what we are going to consider pornography, and they give you a bullet list of this, 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 and that, and you say, okay, I can still make that work for my content, then good for you. You can still make money then and still be within the guidelines. But again, it comes back to, if you wanted this to be something where individual creators, whether it's pornography or artists or musicians or whoever, they could have their own personal following, but at a price, you needed to have decided, okay, this is not going to be a sexual site. Right. You had to make that decision day one.
But it's kind of, I mean, I'm not sure. First of all, we don't know exactly what were the rules.
Right.
Right. And even if there were rules where you cannot, you know, have sexual contact or content, I said, you know, it goes back to what you said. It's about policing. So maybe they did have these rules in place, but they weren't really policed, you know, just like anything else, because the money was rolling in, and now they want to. Now, if they're getting heat from certain, maybe if they want to have sponsors, like I said, or the banks or credit cards, they want to put a little bit of pressure on OnlyFans to say, like, hey, we need to stop this because we don't want to be associated with you guys.
That's
like,
fair.
You know, then that's kind of where again it goes back to the whole money aspect and money rules, unfortunately. So they're gonna say like, hey,
almighty dollar.
Yep. we want to kind of slow it down a little bit on that part.
All right.
So OnlyFans again started as a platform for artists to and get their content out there. Unfortunately, it transitioned into, you know, a platform for amateur porn.
right. to see everybody's kibbles and bits.
Pretty much. And now OnlyFans, I don't understand, as a business, trying to change your image when, unfortunately, it's already been established primarily as a place to harbor amateur porn. How do you get away from that? So it's hard for me to decide if it's morale or business, because to me, if it's business related, I understand what you were saying, Ricardo, about long term getting sponsor involvement and wanting to, you know, looking at the data. Right. You might have, you know, $100 million coming in from True Artists and then $20 million coming in from pornography. Right. But I can't imagine that data is true. But I don't know. I just think porn is such a moneymaker.
But that's maybe we should contact the Better Business Bureau.
I know, right? But you can't, if you look at YouTube, I mean, they're really strict about as far as like what you actually put out there.
You should not be like that either.
And no, it wasn't. But they'll demonetize you for whatever little thing. You know, they will find almost any little thing that you broke as far as the policies to demonetize you, because they're strictly they're in favor of the sponsors. And if the sponsors say like, hey, we don't want to associate our ads with certain videos that say the F word, the B word, or pretty much anything.
Why are you saying the F word?
I don't know. But that's what I'm saying. Like, it's crazy. And then I feel that that's the route that they're trying to go with.
So almost like a almost like, okay, let's reestablish ourselves and remind people this is what we actually wanted to do.
Right.
And now we're trying to what's the word?
Bring it back.
We're not collateral damage. Anyways,
we're trying to fix the broken system.
Yeah, like we realized it was broken. We want to fix it because this isn't what we intended. Mm-hmm. Which I almost want to be like, you know, good for you. You realize that your platform was used in a way that maybe you didn't originally intended to be used, and now you want to go back to what you originally wanted. Like, on the morality side, good for you. You know, keeping to what you actually wanted to do. Right. That's awesome. On the business side, you have to make that decision, because you could say, okay, we could do very well long term if we just let this keep going the way that it is. Mm-hmm. We could make all kinds of money, cash in, do great. Or we don't. Right. I mean, that seems like their only option. Because
if you look at, I think that if you look at, if you get 20% of certain creators, but you get almost 100% of ad revenue, I think that's, to me, as a business, I would think it'd make a little bit more sense to get more ad revenue than just to get a cut of certain content creators.
I almost want to say, like, even like the business side of it could be a part of the the sexual content, because like you said, with the chance of child pornography involvement, that's especially with how fucking kids are, like, fucking 15-year-olds look like they're 25. Right. It's like, okay, when I looked like I was 15, I looked like I was 15. There was no joke that I was definitely underage. So the fact that kids look like fucking adults now,
right,
that's a part of the issue.
Yeah.
So I understand, you know, changing that as a almost as a business / morale thing. Like, okay, we don't want to get caught up in this because that's going to fuck with our, you know, long-term goals.
Yeah, I think like I said, going back to some of these countries that don't regulate it as much as we do, or Western world,
right,
country.
World?
Yeah. if you got certain countries that don't regulate it, I mean, it's a fucking firestorm waiting to happen, pretty much, because you get somebody that you can almost say that we have all the documents, but come in reality they don't, And you, I don't know. It's just, to me, it's a dangerous thing to play with.
Yeah, so. For sure.
So I'm thinking I've gained a lot of clarity from this conversation. So with OnlyFans, I'm thinking through the pandemic, they were able to gain enough capital, right, to be able to get known as well. So they now have money as capital, and they're also in the public's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
People are name dropping them that have never been right to the site. So now that they have a huge image, they have all this money, now they can branch off from the porn world and, like you guys stated, really get back to their true intentions. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. potentially become the next YouTube is what I'm guessing. Yeah. So for me, I know I was having a tough time talking about morale, business. It's business right now. It makes sense. It's, you guys gave me some clarity, man.
It makes it doesn't make sense. It makes money.
Oh. Ooh. But sense is money.
If it ain't making, yeah.
All right, folks. That I think we wrapped that up pretty good. Yeah. I mean,
get it wrapped up.
Oh Jesus!
Put your new smuckle away.
All right, we're gonna take a break. We'll be back in a minute with the final 15, final five for each of us.
7.5.
No, not anymore. I'm here, motherfuckers. So. We will be right back, so be sure not to go anywhere.
Hi, friends. Ian here. Do you enjoy atypical conversations about history? Do you like an occasional sip or three of whiskey? Then come on over to the Bar of Questionable Life Choices and join me for an episode of Why Whiskey. We're a history podcast with a whiskey problem. Or maybe we're a whiskey podcast with a history problem. We'll let you decide all that. On Why Whiskey, I'm often joined by guests as we cover historical events in America and around the world and the people that were involved. Throughout the show, we will taste a wide variety of whiskeys and share some knowledge about what it is that we are drinking. So if any of this interests you, come on up to the bar, grab a glass, and let's share some great stories. Cheers.
All right, folks, we're back.
Oh, we're black.
It's the final five.
Final ten.
Q&A.
Oh my god.
Everything that you don't want it to be, it is.
Okay. So, who wants to get us started this evening?
I think, Josh, you should go first.
Or you do?
Yes.
Okay.
And I'm going to have my own little buzzer, okay?
I got my own buzzer. Beep, I'll buzz beep, myself. Beep. I buzz myself all the time. Hey.
Only fans so. Page, Josh right. Buzz.
Yeah, Jazz Buzz. Anyways, so I'm going to talk about Star Wars again because I love Star Wars.
Oh, nice.
So after Mandalorian came out, they had a special like behind the scenes thing come out talking about like the development of the show with all the directors and stuff like that, which by itself is fantastic. If you enjoy the behind the scenes kind of thing, definitely look into it. They recently released the next bit where they talk about season two, where they brought in the original Luke Skywalker and spoiler, Luke Skywalker is in the last episode of Mandalorian season two. Oh, dude, it's so fucking. I can't talk about it right now. Shut up.
Okay,
So they brought in Mark Hamill, who is the original Luke Skywalker, to do the body acting, the placement of it, so, and then they would superimpose the younger version of his face in post, and so
okay.
which I think people disagree that they did it successfully. I think they did it successfully, okay. Especially for having a show budget, not a movie budget. I've seen movie budgets that look terrible. This wasn't too bad. But there was something seen Mark Hamill in the original post Return of the Jedi full black suit was just like, this is like the Star Wars we should have gotten, other than what we did get with episodes 7, 8, and 9. Now, those Star Wars purists, just know
these evangelical,
right? I enjoyed episode 7, 8, 9, hands down. I enjoyed them. I'm glad they're out there and that it's a part of my Star Wars universe. I don't give a shit about anybody else's Star Wars universe. It's a part of my Star Wars universe.
Because your perspective is your reality.
Shut up. So, but there was something seeing an older Mark Hamill in that outfit being a fucking badass. Like, there is this scene where these droids who are have been totally fucking shit up for this whole episode, where Luke Skywalker has already fucking crushed it. Mm. He's in an elevator. As soon as this elevator door opens, lightsabers out, these droids are shooting at him. He's deflecting, kill, it just... I don't get loud while watching stuff, especially if it's stuff I enjoy. Mm. I was fucking yelling at the television, but in a good way. I was like, oh my fuck. Oh my God. Like, I never do that. I don't. It's just because I so sit and enjoy what I'm watching, but I was so excited by what was happening. Mm. I couldn't help it. So, but again, this whole behind the scenes thing, you legit got to see this weird version of if these newer movies had been dealt with appropriately and handled by the right people, what we could have gotten. And we could have gotten something 100% amazing, because that's what this last episode was, especially bringing in Luke Skywalker the way they did, was fucking fantastic. And seeing an older Mark Hamill with the outfit and the hair and just him looking like Luke Skywalker.
Is that the one with the helmet or no?
No, that's Darth Vader.
Okay, that's what. Okay. Okay. My bad.
I'm offended and I'm not even. I totally fumbled
that. I apologize. Shit. I apologize on that one.
Shit. Anyways, so that's my five, guys.
You still got a minute and a half.
Okay. Well, fuck. Star Wars, it's fucking sweet. Mandalorian. Oh, fuck. End of the year. End of this year. Book of Boba Fett's coming out. That's going to be fucking sweet. It's going to be like Sopranos in space. It's going to be awesome.
Interesting.
Yeah. And then the Ahsoka series comes out next year. And then more Mandalorian. And then all kinds of other fucking sweet Star Wars shit's coming out, too.
Does Ricardo remind you of Jabba the Hutt?
Oh, that's not nice.
That's not nice.
Oh, I'm not nice.
Do you know who Jabba the Hutt
no,
is?
No, but what I'm offended.
No, that's not nice.
It's not nice.
That's
not
I'm
nice.
Offended.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Do you know who Jabba the Hutt is?
No, I just
yeah, that's names. Yeah, that's not nice.
I want to look up.
What about
Boba Fett?
Yeah, Boba Fett.
I mean, you don't really see his face much.
Jar Jar Binks.
How do you know all these?
I watch the Star Wars.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
No, you don't.
Yoda.
I can see that. Shut
the fuck up.
Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Now you're just saying names.
Jabba the Hutt. That's really insulting.
Jabba the Hutt is essentially a giant space slug.
No way.
That literally looks like a fucking worm.
Is that the one that we had posted with Ivanka Trump?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
I
apologize if
I say that is a little bit insulting.
Okay, I was just naming names. I apologize.
Well, after our recording, I'll show you a picture.
Your best five. Beep beep. All right, beep, all right,
sorry.
Beep, beep.
Yep, that's me. Okay. Who's next?
Micah. Okay, so it's my turn now. Hold on.
What do you mean, hold on?
Okay, my bad. So. In our last episode...
Yeah, that's not nice. I'm sorry.
It's okay. In the last episode that I talked about family issues, I've said a thing or two, and it has come to my attention through one of our listeners. And I want to see you guys' take, right? Because I've said that my grandparents on my dad's side were not the greatest people. And I just want to clarify that they themselves were really bad hands as growing up as people. I think my grandpa was, he grew up without a father and mother, possibly. I'm not too sure exactly how that went, but they were, I mean, let's just say they grew up in a very poor state of mind, and literally poor.
Mm-hmm.
So if anything, they did pretty well for themselves, essentially. And I just want to see, I just want to acknowledge that with us grandchildren, for the most part, they were really pretty good people. And even like towards the end of their lives, I mean, they were definitely, they were good people.
Mm-hmm.
I think this listener, who I will not mention, made a good valid point how I kind of say that they were, you know, not the greatest. And I think my dad has said that, you know, through his perspective, you know, they weren't the best people. Mm-hmm. But I mean, when you grew up in a certain environment and that's all you knew,
mm-hmm.
then.
Have I met this listener yet?
No, you have not.
Motherfucker.
So she was offended by a comment you made last week?
She wasn't not just.
You don't know how this listener identifies.
Yeah. Not just not just last week, but I think I have mentioned this in a several episodes where I do speak about my grandparents as not being the greatest people,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very open minded to feedback, and I feel that in this certain situation they were right.
But also, your perspective is your reality. Oh, so I mean, your perspective of these individuals could change how you perceive them.
Yeah, they did. They definitely didn't have this. From the little that I know, and kind of like just the stories that I heard, in modern day, they wouldn't be with them anymore. Meaning that they, CPS would have came in and swooped them up and grabbed all the children.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, that's how I. Yeah. Like I said, that's just based on the stories that my dad has said, and just kind of, you know, unfortunate. But, you know, going back to like how they were raised, my grandparents were raised, mm-hmm. it was a totally different era, and they were just, you know, they did the best that they knew how to do. Mm-hmm. As you know, as a parent yourself,
mm-hmm.
You're not perfect, I believe. Mm-hmm.
I've had child protective services show up in the house. I'm not joking.
But I mean, it's not like you have this playbook on how to be a father or or a grandfather or whatever. So
yeah,
I think it's a very fair, it's fair to say that there is no bad feelings from my side. What do you guys think?
Yeah, there definitely is no handbook, like the whole expecting to expect while you're expecting bullshit.
Yeah,
that literally just teaches you how to deal with being pregnant. But once the baby shows up, there's no books. There's people who will give you their opinion, but there's no fucking books.
There's no, I mean, there's just the wrong way to do it, but there's
no. There's definitely a wrong way, but nobody tells you what's the right way to do it.
To raise a child?
Yeah.
More or less.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Man, you got all kinds of babies floating around.
I think you have a lot of babies going that are in Kalamazoo. And possibly other nearby cities.
I think I'm sterile. Nearby cities.
Battle Creek.
Is that from the vaccine?
The flu shot.
It made him think.
Right.
It made him think. Like,
Oh shit.
Might be. Well, yeah. No. I gotta stop. This is your rant. Sorry.
Yeah. This is my rant. But I did ask like what you thought about it though.
See, I get so confused, Ricardo. Particularly,
you get confused on a lot of things.
Particularly with you, and I apologize.
Well, he's
for
bilingual,
that. And it just like I have a really tough time processing what you say and how we transition. And that's not me, you know. It's just my thought process as well. We just don't mesh in that regard.
Right, right.
I'm really stressed with this buzzer situation. I can't think right now.
Well, I got 15 seconds.
Okay, so 15 seconds. Your grandparents, like, did you ever meet them?
Yeah, I mean, my question was, has my perspective, or if you do you remember any situations where I talked about my grandparents in a negative state? And
yeah, more often than not. I wouldn't say it's negative, but it was all through your dad's perspective.
Yes.
Yes.
And I just want to just acknowledge that it's not always. That's not exactly the case that they were horrible
people.
Yeah,
and this particular listener wanted you to bring awareness that your grandparents were great people.
I wouldn't say great people, but they weren't that, they, not that
really they weren't as bad.
Damn, that is fucking stressful. I don't like that at all.
I've never seen you be so focused before.
I don't like that. I'm like, well, I got guess, a lot of anxiety right now.
It is your final five.
I'm like in a little shell right now.
Well, make it happen, Kevin.
This vaccine. So, All right. So COVID's real, right? But you can still get COVID. So right. What's the point of getting vaccinated? There is no point.
Boom. Mic drop.
That's my 5-minute rant.
No. You got to fucking elaborate. You can't just say that. Just drop it.
I'm a little concerned at the positivity rates right now of people that are vaccinated.
How high is it? And is it as high as non-vaccinated people getting the Delta variant?
That's my thing. Like, is this all controlled data and the media is putting out what we want to hear or what they want to do because they have an ulterior motive and agenda to boost up these vaccines for money, healthcare industry, things of that nature?
Could be.
I'm saying is, in my opinion, there's no point to get vaccinated because whether you're vaccinated or not, you're still at risk.
Yeah.
But you're at less risk.
Supposedly speaking.
Well, I can say this. I am fully vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Vaccine
what? By a vaccination that is now FDA approved.
Good for you.
Okay.
I think mine, you like grow like second arms and shit.
I have yet to get it.
Don't jinx yourself.
So, well, fuck. I mean, whatever. Like, okay. Ever since I've gotten it, if there's been postings about not needing masks or things brought out by the CDC saying I don't need a mask, I don't wear a mask anymore.
That's concerning.
And I'm fucking feeling great.
Well, it goes back to the point of if you're going to, let's just say birth certificate.
What?
Birth control. You know, whether it's
what?
Let's just listen. This is why I get confused.
So are you saying babies are a disease?
No. What I'm saying is, any type of birth control, contraception, whatever, whether it's a condom or, you know,
okay.
Yeah, you're still there's still a possibility you're going to get pregnant, yep, right? You can get pregnant.
I'm not getting pregnant.
Okay, you're not going to get pregnant. But there's still a possibility no matter what if you use it. Same thing goes like if you use a condom to prevent any type of sexually transmitted disease. Now,
no, it's not a disease anymore. It's
infection. Infection. Okay.
Get that shit right, man.
My bad.
Because I'm offended. Because I've had many, okay?
Whoa. In that situation, like, you're still at risk of catching it, but hopefully you don't catch it because you're a little bit more protected. In this situation, from what I heard, that the reason that there's a little bit more positivity rate is because if you got 10 people in a room, right, and 9 of them are vaccinated and one of them is not vaccinated, and of course the people who actually get infected, there's more people that are vaccinated, so your higher positivity rate of people vaccinated is because there's more people vaccinated. So if there was 10 people in the room.
Are you talking like herd immunity and shit that?
Well, pretty much saying is,
do you know how you get herd immunity? Is getting vaccinated. Well, and the motherfuckers who keep saying, hey, I'm not going to get vaccinated until it's FDA approved. Guess what, bitches? You ran out of fucking excuses. Right. Go get a shot. Stop being fucking Joe America.
Right.
And just...
For all you listeners, do as you please. We live in a free country. And a free country, you have the option to be vaccinated or not. So choose what you want to do. What is right is not being vaccinated.
If I was a violent man, I would punch you right now.
But no, I think it goes back to that. If there's a room that has more vaccinated people
than unvaccinated,
of course, the people who are
unvaccinated are at a higher probability of catching the cold because of science.
Sure. So yeah, if there's only 3 people that are vaccinated, it's gonna be less likely to for you.
You should be in probability and statistics, man.
I'm taking a math class. I'm taking a math class this semester. So once I get done with this math class, I'm gonna be a quantum physics person.
I don't think that's how math works.
So are you guys on board with private companies now mandating vaccination to work at the site?
Of course.
Yes.
I respect that.
That company
has a right.
Dictates its own policies.
Exactly, because they're private. How about federal?
Well, yeah, because fucking federal people can still say you can't smoke weed even if your state says it's green. Yep.
That's true as well.
Yep.
Good point. But can they mandate that?
Yeah, they're still private.
They can't mandate it.
Even federal is still a private-owned business, essentially.
They can't mandate it, but they can tell you, like, hey, if you don't get this, then you're not going to work here. I mean, you still have an option. It's not the best option.
Yep. So really, there's no way around being controlled by the government, so you are truly not free.
No, you're always free.
We live in a shitty country.
I'm going to reiterate something I said a couple weeks ago. Freedom is bullshit.
In the great land of America, sadly, that is now the case.
Home of the free, land of the
unvaccinated
cows and corn.
I was thinking of something.
That was way more than five, but I'm going to hit the buzzer.
It was 5:30.
Well, there you go. I'm going to hit the buzzer anyway.
Yeah.
Holy shit. This was a ride tonight, guys.
Mike is always confused when I talk, so I'm not going to talk.
I really am, and I'm sorry, man.
I'm not going to talk anymore. So.
Like, no, I don't mean any offense by it.
I'm offended.
It's just the way I process does not mesh with the way you
talk.
No, not talk. Maybe convey your thoughts,
right.
And that's probably a lack thereof on my part, not your part, because Josh interprets anything you say straight, and I cannot do that for some reason.
Like, straight as in, like...
Like, you understand what he's saying, and I don't.
Well, because he and I have these kind of talks, like, all the time.
I think you just don't pay attention to me.
Bro, I am so... I think I pay attention way too much that I'm, like, overthinking what you're saying.
Yeah, man, don't overthink it.
Yeah, I'm very simple.
I mean, he's a teacher's pet now.
I use simple words like hat, cat.
Have you been rubbing the kitty?
What?
He's a teacher's pet.
Okay. Hey,
I've been rubbing some kitties.
Stock in well water, possibly.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, my God. Okay, folks. We're going to cut it off because we're cut off. So hey, we'll be back again next week to wrap up this season.
Is it next season?
Yes. Next week will be episode 10.
Yes.
Final week.
We'll be wrapping it up. And as an exciting announcement, after episode 10, we do the wrap up for the season. We're actually going to have a little bonus episode. I am going to actually run Micah and Ricardo through a D&D one shot.
In costumes, I might.
No,
add.
We're not doing fucking costumes.
I'm going to.
I mean, Micah, if you want to wear a costume.
Me and Ricardo are dressing up.
If you guys want to dress up, go right ahead. I won't stop you. I'm going to wear my own clothes. So
I'm gonna wear my leotard.
Oh, it's gonna be very interesting. So stick around. The next few weeks are gonna get really weird, but they're gonna be a lot of fun. So we will see you next week.
It's Morgan time. I mean, Morphin time.
And we are out.
Peace.